AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump now has the endorsement of conservative firebrand Sarah Palin. The former vice presidential candidate appeared with him in Ames, Iowa.
Mr. Trump, you're right. Look back there in the press box. Heads are spinning. Media heads are spinning. This is going to be so much fun. Are you ready to make America great again?
The endorsement comes as Trump is locked in a dead heat with Ted Cruz in Iowa. A volunteer for Ben Carson's presidential campaign died yesterday after a van crash on an icy road in western Iowa. Three other campaign workers were hurt in the crash that killed 25-year-old Braden Joplin. Carson was in South Carolina at the time and suspended his campaign events. In his State of the State speech last night, Michigan Governor Rick Snyder again apologized to the residents of Flint for the water crisis gripping their city.
I'm sorry most of all that I let you down. You deserve better. You deserve accountability. You deserve to know that the buck stops here with me.
Snyder committed $28 million more to dealing with the lead contamination that has left Flint residents unable to drink unfiltered tap water. The oldest Christian monastery in Iraq has been reduced to a field of rubble, another victim of the Islamic State group's relentless destruction of ancient cultural sites.
What had been a many centuries old monastery is destroyed in a matter of a couple of weeks.
Imagery analyst Stephen Wood reviewed satellite photos of St. Elijah's Monastery that were obtained by the AP. Deputy Secretary of State Anthony Blinken was in South Korea on a diplomatic push for tougher sanctions on South Korea over its nuclear tests.
We're working closely together between capitals, and we share a determination that response will be strong.
This is AP Radio News. Uncle Sam has a message for taxpayers who are getting calls demanding immediate payments.
The Treasury Department wants taxpayers to know if you get a call from the IRS demanding immediate payment, hang up. Callers who claim to be IRS officials are actually phone scammers, and the Treasury Department says they're good at what they do. They've cost more than 5,000 victims over $26.5 million since October 2013. The IRS says it always sends letters and never calls taxpayers. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The CDC is suggesting doctors ask pregnant women if they've traveled to regions with a tropical illness linked to birth defects. If they have symptoms, they should be tested for an infection with the Zika virus. Dr. Samuel Boder says that virus can lead to serious problems.
In newborn children with something called microcephaly, it also causes neurological disorders in some people called Guillain-Barré and their related conditions.
The Zika virus is spread through mosquito bites. I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.